The conch counts here too, said Ralph, and all over the island. What are you going to do about it then? Ralph examined the ranks of boys. There was no help in them, and he looked away, confused and sweating. Piggy whispered, The fire. Rescue. Who'll join my tribe?
I will.
Me, I will. I'll blow the conch, said Ralph breathlessly, and call an assembly. We shan't hear it. Piggy touched Ralph's wrist. Come away. There's going to be trouble, and we've had our meat. There was a blink of bright light beyond the forest, and the thunder exploded again, so that a little one started to whine. Big drops of rain fell among them, making individual sounds when they struck. Going to be a storm, said Ralph. And you'll have rain like when we dropped here. Who's clever now? Where are your shelters? What are you going to do about that? The hunters were looking uneasily at the sky, flinching from the stroke of the drops. A wave of restlessness set the boys swaying and moving aimlessly. The flickering light became brighter, and the blows of the thunder were only just bearable. The Lidlands began to run about, screaming. Jack leapt onto the sand. Do our dance! Come on, dance! He ran stumbling through the thick sand to the open space of rock beyond the fire. Between the flashes of lightning, the air was dark and terrible, and the boys followed him, clamorously. Roger became the pig, grunting and charging at Jack, who sidestepped. The hunters took their spears, the cooks took spits, and the rest clubs of firewood. A circling movement developed and a chant. While Roger mimed the terror of the pig, the Litlands ran and jumped.